Hi, my name is Bob Matice. I'm the mayor of City of Cold Lake.
Bob, tell me all the buzz, all the excitement for Oilers Day. It's coming up soon, eh?
Oh, it's coming up fast and furious. It's really exciting, like, to be selected as the oil country community for the Oilers this year. It's great. It's exciting.
What can one expect, Bob? Because you're the mayor of Cold Lake. Like, are you going to have a good party down there? You're going to do some good fireworks, some good entertainment?
Well, first off, with me being mayor, you can expect really bad dad jokes. So that's a thing. And there'll be lots going on in two parts. First off, March 24th, the Oilers Entertainment Group is coming up to Cold Lake. They're bringing some alumni players and Hunter the mascot and the Orange and Blue crew. That's the cheerleaders and people that scrape the ice, on play stoppages and stuff. And a film crew. So they're bringing them up. And they're going to tour around Cold Lake, which will be exciting. They're asking us to say, okay, where should we go to show the great wonders of Cold Lake? So we're going to go out to the CFB base to see if we can get Hunter in a F-18 and see if he can fit in a flight suit. So show them the base, what we can show of the base, because it's a big part of our community. And then we're doing a coloring contest for the schools, and we're going to do this by random draw. Like, the school that gets picked, they'll get a visit from the Edmonton Oilers, like a rally, essentially. They'll come to the school and have a visit to the school from the representatives. So they'll be the cheer squad and the alumni players and the mascot. So we're doing that, and we are looking to stop in perhaps at our Cold Lake Lodge just to share from one spectrum to the other in ages. The senior citizens are big Oilers fans, and to show off our community.
Bob, why do you, in your humble opinion, why do you think hockey in Canada is our bread and butter? Why do you think it's so popular?
I just think it's been around for, a couple centuries, and everybody's glued to the Olympics. I think it's our proverbial national sport, and the rise of, like, both sexes, hockey, like female and men's, really exciting, and I think it's just the national sport, and the excitement and the communities brings your communities together. It's just fun. So it's kind of come to our rink, eat the rink burgers, have a trip out of town and enjoy. And it's just really cool. So
Mayor, I want to know here, Mayor Bob, I want to know, what is the raddest thing to do in Cold Lake for somebody that hasn't gone to Cold Lake? What is it?
Well, it depends on the season. Like, we always have a lot of stuff going on. Like, we have a really nice ski hill here. The MD of Bonnyville has Kinnesu Ridge. Sports and things to do in the summer. We've got a beautiful beach, one of the top 20 beaches in Canada. It's also called Kinnesu Beach. Lakeshore Drive is a walking promenade, so people can walk from the beach to the marina and see the beauty of the city. We've got splash parks on the base and in Cold Lake at our park. We just have a lot to see. We have a huge air show coming on this winter, July 18th and 19th. CFB Cold Lake is hosting the only military air show in Canada this summer, and it's huge. We'll often get, like, the one day they project, if the weather's looking good, 30,000 people to come up and see it. So we're a small city that we do a lot of stuff here. So
Mayor Bob, tell me, when you first got the call, when you got the call from Oilers Entertainment, how did it make you feel knowing that your community was selected out of all the communities?
I thought it was one of my friends playing a joke on me, actually. So I kind of, like, I played hard to get for a bit. So when I finally came to my senses and that it was the real deal, it was very exciting. Like, it's just such an opportunity to show our city and to do, to show the fervency of our fans in Cold Lake that, people love hockey and they love their Oilers. And, even if you don't like the Oilers, seeing the Oilers gives you a chance to see see Sidney Crosby, gives you a chance to see Macklin Celebrini, all, you know, name your hockey heroes of this, Nathan MacKinnon, et cetera, et cetera. It allows you to go to Edmonton and see those players and the excitement of it. So, and a lot of people in the Bonneville, Cold Lake, St. Paul, Lac La Biche area have season tickets, including a lot of listeners to CFWE radio station. I know a lot of my friends have season tickets.